As long as you're talking about angels, let me tell you a quick angel story. I think it had to do with my guardian angel. I don't have proof of that, but I think it did. And in a way similar to Sam's story about how he needed that document and he asked his guardian angel for help. Well, here's what happened to me. So I was arriving in Melbourne, Australia, from a long flight from Los Angeles. It was one of these lecture tours that I do occasionally. And so I was over there to do a lecture tour. This is back in the 90s. In those days, they didn't charge you for baggage. You know how it is now. You go to the airport and you want to check your bag. Well, they're going to charge you $30 for that. This is before that, before any of those kind of things, you know, back when they would still have pillows on planes and you could enjoy many of the amenities that are no longer there. So I had shipped 10 boxes of books to accompany me so that I could have these books available for sale at the different places I'd be speaking at. In those days, you could do that. I get off the plane. I go into customs. These 10 large boxes of books are part of all the stuff I've got to check. And I get to this customs agent. It's a guy. And he starts immediately in like, well, what is all this stuff? And I said, well, these are books. He said, what are these for? I said, well, I'm going to be doing some public speaking. And, you know, I'm going to have these available. And I don't know whether I said for sale or not. He says, well, you can't bring these in like this. You've got all kinds of paperwork to fill out and you've got to get approval. And he basically was going to just shut me down. He would let me in, but he basically was saying, you're going to have to leave these books here and send them back or something because you didn't fill out the proper forms kind of thing. So I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is going to be a nightmare. So I started praying quietly and this guy is not happy with me. He's clearly irked, so he's going to give me a hard time. I start praying, and I said a prayer to my guardian angel. I kid you not, this is the absolute truth without any exaggeration. As I was doing that, this woman comes over to him, one of his colleagues, and she said, hey, Bill, you got a phone call. And he's like, no, I'm busy right now. I got to take care of it. She said, no, this is, you got a phone call. You got to go take it. Okay. So he's like, all right, whatever. He doesn't tell her much of anything. He walks away. He goes to get the phone call. And all she knows is that I'm not supposed to bring these boxes of books into the country. So she starts talking to me and she says, so what are these for? I said, well, I'm going to be doing some speaking events. And she said, oh, really? Like where, for example? And I said, oh, well, I've got one on Saturday at St. Michael the Archangel Parish in, you know, whatever the neighborhood was. And she stopped and she stared. She smiled. She said, you're kidding. She said, that's my parish. I said, really? She said, yeah, that's my parish. She said, you're going to be the speaker on Saturday? I said, yeah. She said, I'm planning to go to it. And I said, really? And she said, well, so what was that guy telling you? And I said, something about forms. She said, oh, don't worry about that. Go ahead and take him in. So within 60 seconds, she had approved this. And I and my 10 boxes and my suitcase and everything, we all went into the country just like that. And was that my guardian angel helping me out? I kind of think so, because the likelihood of that guy getting a phone call at that exact moment seems pretty slim to me. So there's one of my angel stories. All you holy angels in heaven, pray for us.
For more of the Patrick Madrid Show, visit relevantradio.com/patrick.